بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. That is question and answer on Islamic beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is over here from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Are there other humans beside us in other places? I think the producers mean over here, the other planets or something like that. And or do other creatures besides human exist, and has a resurrection ever taken place or not? So even Islamically speaking, sometimes they say that we are born and we were created before in an alam called Alam al-Zahir or something like that. So we were existing, and then we can say we were reborn into this world in our physical birth. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about the presence of the humans beside us in the other world or in the parallel world, maybe, Sheikh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So sometimes the question is about the past.
Yes.
I mean, are we the only generation of the human beings? Mm-hmm. Or before this generation, there might have been other generations of the human beings. And sometimes the question is about, the same time that we are living in. So if I like to answer the previous question, the first question regarding the past, as I mentioned in the previous program regarding the theory of the Darwin, there are two different theories about Darwinism. Some scholars believe in transformism or the theory of species evolution.
All right.
They believe that living species were not in their current form at the beginning, rather they originated as single-celled organisms in the ocean waters and emerging from the layers of sludge in the depth of seas through a mutation. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is one theory which is supported by the followers of Darwinism. But some scholars believe in the fixism or fixity of species, that each species of living beings appeared separately in its current form from the beginning.
Okay.
And we discussed in one of the first episodes regarding the viewpoint of Islam, regarding the theory of Darwin, and we mentioned that first of all, the apparent meaning of many verses negate Darwinism, but some scholars refer to some verses to prove Darwinism, but it doesn't matter which viewpoint we follow. Whether we believe in Darwinism or fixism, it doesn't reject the Islamic interpretation of the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Even if you believe in Darwinism, it might have happened that 10,000 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam irrespective of the evolution of human beings.
Okay.
So having said that, if we believe in the theory of Darwin or Darwinism, we might believe that, there might have been different generations of the human beings coming to a point that they come to a final evolution of a human being.
Called the rational phase of the creation of human beings.
And as I mentioned, it can be in line with the Islamic interpretation of the creation of Adam alayhi salam.
All right.
Now, under this discussion, there are some narrations referring to the fact that before this generation, so we talk about Adam alayhi salam who came to this planet Earth maybe around 7 to 10,000 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. So the question is that, is he the only generation of human beings? No. The answer is negative. And whether we believe in transformism, evolutionism, or evolution theory or fixism, it doesn't make any difference. Before Adam alayhi salam, there have been other generations of human beings. And this has been mentioned in some narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and this can be considered as one of the miracles of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, scientific miracles. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1,400 years ago, they refer to some scientific points that recently they have been discovered. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, for example, says that لقد خلق الله عز وجل في الأرض منذ خلقها سبعة عالمين ليس هم من ولد آدم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, from the time that he created the earth, he created seven generations of human beings, and they were not the offsprings of Adam alayhi salam. فَأَسْكَنَهُمْ فِيهَا وَاحِدًا بَعْدَ وَاحِدٍ مَعَ عَالَمِهِ. So they began to reside on this planet earth, one after the other. Then later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates Adam alayhi salam.
Right.
And we have similar narrations also in Khisal of Sheikh al-Saduq. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, addressing Jabir ibn Yazid, said that, do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created only this world? And do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not created any other human beings?
All right.
Except for you? No. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has created 1,000,000 worlds, 1,000,000 worlds, and 1,000,000 human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in the last generation of the human beings.
All right.
So the conclusion of the scientific discoveries and these narrations is that we are in the last generation of the human beings.
Okay.
Before us, there have been for sure, and the fossils that nowadays are discovered, I mean, they...
But this is in planet Earth, isn't it?
Yeah.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Could it be possible that in the other worlds such a thing take place? Do we have any Quranic reference or hadith referring to the other planets of the universe?
So, if I want to make a conclusion, regarding the past, there for sure there have been other generation of human beings, but this generation that we are living in is the most perfect generation of human beings. So, and also maybe today's scientific discoveries also prove that the previous generations of human beings, they were not as perfect as the generation that began with Adam alayhi salam.
All right.
Okay? So this is a very significant point that we need to take into consideration. As for other planets, except for the Earth, also regarding our time, we do not have enough information, and that's a reality. Mm-hmm. Even today's, scientific discoveries, they do not know exactly if there are other human beings living in other planets. Some narrations refer to different worlds, okay? And one may take from such narrations the message that there might have been other human beings in other planets, but the narrations are not very explicit in this regard.
Okay.
So the answer to this part of the question might be we do not know exactly if there are other human beings, other generations of human beings in other planets. both at our time and in the previous times. We do not know, maybe in the future.
Because in the recent discoveries, we can say they found that in the four planets, you know, which are very much the same to Earth, okay? Maybe 80% they are very much like Earth, okay? They have water or something like that. We still do not know, but there are some probabilities. And what about the jinns and the angels? They were for sure created before human beings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this.
And I mean, when you say human beings, we are talking about the generation beginning with Adam alayhi salam. When Adam alayhi salam is created, the angels are already there. The jinns, at least some of them, they're already there because Satan is one of the jinn, and he was existent at that time. He did not prostrate before Adam. Meaning that before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, we have had both the angels and the jinns.
What about the previous generations of human beings? Was there a resurrection for them? I mean, before the creation of Adam?
Again, we cannot give a very decisive answer to this question, but it appears from the verses and the narrations that the answer is negative, and that is because of the fact that, as I mentioned, we are living in the last generation of the human beings and the most perfect human generation of the human beings. Maybe in the previous generations, people did not have enough intellect to receive divine revelations. Maybe they did not have prophets to guide the human beings. So many scholars, they have argued that when we talk about resurrection, we are talking about the time that people are taken into account because of their activities, because of their good and bad actions in this world. But prior to Adam alayhi salam, other generations of the human beings, they did not have enough capacity to receive divine revelation and divine instructions. And it is only the generation that which began from Adam alayhi salam, in which people were blessed with, intellect, and then with receiving divine guidance through the prophets and the revelations.
Right.
And that is why they argue that, there has not been any resurrection for the past generation, and it will happen for this generation. But as I mentioned, this is just an assumption, and we cannot say that this is for sure the decisive answer to this question.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this question. The creation of human beings before us, before Adam alayhi salam, and was there a resurrection for these people or not? It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, we leave you in Allah's care. Goodbye.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من نهر